Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Nicolas Cage.
Ah.
He's a 2-4 projector on the right angle cross of penetration, in the quarter of mutation, second color, left fixed, single definition. He has a conscious 32, 54, and the 54 is also unconscious.
Yep, only definition, being driven, you know, and projector recognition and you know, I like him, Nicolas Cage, as an actor. I mean, a lot of the roles he's done, he's just a very likable, you know, I just
He's
like
actually
him.
a very good actor, I
Yeah.
think. You know, one
Has
of
he
the
won an Oscar?
he got nominated for Leaving Las Vegas, I think, but I don't
Right.
think he actually won. But one of the critics has asked that he please go back to these dramas like that. You know, he's been doing all these
Right.
blockbusters like National Treasure and Ghost Rider and, you know,
Right, The Apprentice, Sorcerer's
Apprentice,
Apprentice, I
these kinds
think.
of things, and that in fact, you know, which are all these kind of action dramas,
Right.
that he in fact is a really good actor, and we would suspect that with his open G and his open solar plexus. I mean,
Right.
he's so open, right?
Oh, yeah, no. And of course, he's been in the news very recently, like the other day. You know, assault or abusing his wife in public and being drunk and everything else, and in New Orleans, and look up there in that head center, fourth gate, first line, pleasure, and it's the abuse of pleasure, and obviously didn't know the right moment, you know, as far as timing goes, but
Well, I think also that 13-4, you know, in detriment fatigue, this emotional exhaustion, you know,
Right.
because in 2009 he basically he sued his, or he's probably still suing him,
Right.
you know, his business manager for $22 million, saying, you know, that the guy didn't pay the taxes and the guy's, you know, invested in ways that weren't good. Now, the business manager has come back and sued Nicolas Cage, countersued, and said, you know, I told him, you know, he was spending too much money and that, you know, this all wasn't going to work. And then I guess he went in on a huge buying spree in 2007 and bought, like, you know, 9 homes or something. I mean, it just went, you know,
He
over
went
the top. He
nuts.
went nuts. And so that's really where a lot of this, I think, difficulty, and he really came into the eye of all of his wonderful fans in a sort of negative way, was this whole financial
Oh,
ruin.
didn't want to attract this kind of attention. And I think it's very curious that here, if you look at his South Node, 38th gate, second line, politeness. 54th gate, first line, influence, you know, and how to be influential, how to attract the attention of people, the higher ups, into this 39th gate, second line, confrontation, you know, coming from the root. This is the pressure to confront, you know, and confrontation of obstacles and,
Right, and it's all hooked. I mean, you know, he's got a powerful root center anyway. You know,
yeah.
that whole configuration down there with that channel of transformation, and yeah, really driven,
Yeah.
and you know, in a certain way. I mean, he says Hollywood didn't know if I was an actor or a nut, or if I was this crazy character I was playing. I had developed an image of being a little bit unusual, different, and wild.
Yeah. No, I think with his, he is so much who he's with. And I would have to say, I would have to see his wife's design, you know, with that open solar plex. So, you know, talk about the secret life, but also just the emotional outbursts, really as a result of conditioning. And, you know, with that, the pressure with that 39, the provocation, you know, what provoked him to, you know, to have this outburst, and the 50th gate, fourth line, you know, coming from his splenic center, corruption. You know, just not,
He said, I wanted to make an image for myself as an outlaw type, right? And I think that, yeah, you know, that kind of is all part of it. You know, in his childhood, his mother had mental illness.
Oh, really?
And so that, you know, at a pretty young age, you know, so I think that makes life pretty difficult, and it's not, you know, particularly healthy role model. I mean, Francis Ford Coppola is his uncle. And in fact, you know, he went and lived with him quite a bit when he was young because of these problems, you know, that at home. And that Coppola, the director, put him into Rumblefish. That was actually the first movie he was in. And he got so much heckling, you know, because it was his uncle and his name. So he actually changed his name to Cage. I mean, he's actually a Coppola.
No, I think, you know, that G Center, open G Center with the 13th gate, you know, probably good at taking direction and listening. But that fifth line, attracting society with your creativity, first line, first gate, fifth line, you know, I'm very seductive and 2-4 profile, you know, so called, if he's been called, you know, to this career, but...
Well, I think probably he, you know, he kind of fell into it. But it's interesting. He has, you know, that 51, the 51-4, right? This sort of warrior ego, right? That can really take on the challenge, you know. And he says, "Shock is still fun. I won't ever shut the door on it." So there's also this element, and you can see that in this kind of the different personas and the different characters. You know that he does like to be. Shocking.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I mean, open heart center.
I mean, look at that.
With
heart center.
Yeah, very strongly activated with hanging gates. Mm-hmm. You know, powerlessness, the third line of the 21st gate.
Right.
Objectivity, fifth line. The shock that you mentioned, 40th gate, several times. You know, rigidity, fifth line.
Mm-hmm.
And humility, third line. And I think often humility comes at the price of humiliation. You know, it's the two hang out together.
Well, and that 58-6, you know, that's in detriment, carried away, you know, energy that finds that it loses the identity in times of stimulation, right? I mean, obviously, he doesn't have any identity to begin with, and then he gets drunk, and it's like, it's very problematic.
Oh, this pressure,
you know?
The root pressure,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, you know, be recognized. To you know, to get noticed, which can work for you, and then also, oh, you get noticed for other things too. You know, he has 4-6 lines, and what is he, 48 years old?
Right, he has a lot of second lines, right? So you know, withdrawals obviously part of it. And it's interesting. In February of this year, of 2011, he claimed that he created a new method of acting, right? And he calls it nouveau shamanic. And that he says that, that he's been using this acting style throughout his career, and that one day he's going to write a book about the method, which I think is just so interesting as a projector, you know, of really, you know, and so open, taking in all of this, being really around, you know, his uncle who's a director, really being in the acting world. Acting in a lot of movies, right?
Sure.
You know, so here, and that he would call it, right, especially with that, you know, the 51, that it's nouveau shamanic. I mean, you know.
Well, hopefully it doesn't involve a lot of mushrooms and ayahuasca ceremonies, because I don't think that's really where he wants to go, given, you know, I think he was arrested last year or something for... drunkenness or something like that, you know. So since that nodal shift, I think he's really attracted a lot of unpleasant attention. And you know, this latest thing, you know, I would hope that he's going to be okay with it, you know, that he can
well, he has his, you know, that personality son, you know, indiscretion,
right,
this energy of restraint. And, you know, and I think that, I think that's what we really see about him. When he really stays within himself and undoubtedly gets involved with people that recognize him,
right?
You know, he can turn out, a fabulous movie.
Oh, yeah. No, the 46th gate. I mean, it's, you know, succeeding where others fail and failing where others succeed. The determination, fifth line, pacing, maintaining a proper rhythm, and... success breeds success with the 53rd gate, first line, and second line. Second line, success breeds success and accumulation. But I really think You know, it's the people you're with, Nicholas. It's the people you're hanging out with. I don't know how long he's been married to this woman.
This is his third wife. You know, he was married to Arquette first. And, you know, he was married to Presley's daughter for like 4 months.
Priscilla?
Right?
Anne Marie or whatever.
Yes, right, right. Right. And then
because he did the flying Elvises in a movie. I remember jumping out of an airplane.
I mean, I think he has a fabulous sense of humor. Yeah. Anyway, this new wife of his, actually, I don't know that she's so new. She's much younger than him. And you know, who knows?
Not a good idea, Nicholas. I'm telling you.
Well, obviously, he's not real. And it's so funny that he would buy all of these places, right? That at one point he had 15 homes,
yeah.
right? Trying to find his place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, poor thing.
I agree with you.
Let's hope he...
Well, and then we're out of time with Nicholas, Teresa.
Oh, well, let's just hope he calls for a reading.
Let's say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.